Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by Menlo Park Dental Excellence, providing general dentistry with quality care to all patients, serving patients one at a time with no triple booking, flexible hours Monday through Saturdays, mpdentalexcellence.com.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. 17 top state Senate Democrats have floated their own plan to reduce prison overcrowding. The senators say their proposal is more fiscally sustainable than the governor's plan, and it has the backing of the lawyers suing the state on behalf of inmates. Can a compromise be worked out? There's not much time left in Sacramento. September 13th is the legislature's last meeting day this year. About a week ago, federal officials suspended volunteer visitation programs at three immigration detention facilities in Southern California. They've since relented, and visitations have since resumed. But outside ICE offices in downtown L.A. yesterday, advocates for the detainees said the conflict isn't quite over. The California Report's L.A. Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas has more.
The people being held at the Adelanto Detention Center don't get many visitors. They tend to be far away from family and unable to afford legal counsel. The privately operated jail is in the high desert, a good 90 miles northeast of Los Angeles, but Victoria Mena lives only about a mile away, so she started a volunteer visitors group, the Friends of Adelanto Detainees.
We go in and we talk with the detainees to help a lot of their loneliness and their isolation. Many of the people that are there don't receive visitors at all. And it's no surprise with where Adelanto is located.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement even helped coordinate the visits with detainees who are either awaiting or disputing deportation. But when Mena showed up one day last month, she was stopped.
Your program has been suspended until further notice, and you will have no access to the detainee. To this day, we still don't know why.
Volunteer visits were also stopped at two other ICE detention centers in Southern California. An ICE spokeswoman says that's because a volunteer from another visitor group blogged about a recent encounter with detainees for the Huffington Post. Visitor volunteers have since been allowed to return as long as they comply with ICE's rules on detainee privacy.
And, you know, we've seen really horrible things happening.
Activists staged a small rally outside U.S. immigration offices in Los Angeles Wednesday to pressure ICE to ease up on its visitation rules and to improve access to health care and overall conditions at Adelanto and other holding centers. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.
A lot of nine-year-olds struggle to read a Harry Potter novel aimed at their age group. That's depressing enough on its own, but it's also a grim indicator of future graduation rates at Hogwarts as well as locally. 18 communities across California are taking part in a national campaign to enchant children with the magic of reading. Here's the story from Lillian Monjo of EdSource Today, an online site covering public education in California.
Richmond parent Tana Montero knew there was one place in her neighborhood where there'd be a guaranteed steady stream of kids with nothing to do.
I come here with my kids, and of course they're bored and running around all over the place, and there's always a lot of kids here.
We're standing in the Clean Express Coin Laundry in Richmond. This is where Montero decided to place a bookshelf stocked with donated books in the hopes of getting more neighborhood kids reading. She's working with a local nonprofit that's looking for novel ways to get more books into the hands of kids throughout the city. Montero was right about the kids. There are at least a dozen here this morning. What's your mom doing right now?
She's washing her clothes.
What are you doing?
I'm reading a book. Well, I was reading a book until you asked me if you could ask me questions.
This is 9-year-old Melanie Garcia Macias. She comes here about once a month with her mom, and she always checks out the books.
It says, take one, leave one, which means you can take one home, but then you have to bring it back, or bring a book from your home and replace it. I think that's a pretty good plan. There's a lot of books here, really good books.
This bookshelf is one of five scattered around Richmond. Most of them are in community centers. The shelves were purchased by a local foundation. The gently used books were donated by libraries and by residents. It's hard to measure how much a plan like this will improve children's literacy. But one thing is for sure, says Montero, the take one part of the plan is very popular.
For this location, a lot of books don't come back, but we're happy with that because it says the kids really want to read and they need books and they love books and they're excited about them.
The bookshelves are just one part of Richmond's citywide plan to get their kids reading on grade level by third grade. That citywide plan is just one part of a national program with the same agenda called the Campaign for Grade Level Reading. We know that kids who don't meet that third grade reading benchmark are 4 times less likely to graduate high school. In California, the problem is urgent. Only 46% of the state's children are reading proficiently by the end of third grade. But campaign leaders say there's no one-size-fits-all solution. They're encouraging the 124 cities participating across the country to come up with solutions that address their specific needs. So while the whole books in a laundromat thing is working in Richmond, they're trying something completely different in Stockton.
That candlestick
might be quite hot. Quite hot.
This tutoring session is one of about 25 going on in the same room of Stockton's public library. Nearly 40 children headed for first, second, or third grade have been coming here 3 days a week for the hour-long sessions all summer. Their tutors are teen volunteers, like 16-year-old Sakina Muti.
Teaching the kids is an amazing experience, seeing that as a child you were struggling too. It's just good to see their faces when they know that they're saying a word right or saying a sentence correctly.
Muti and her fellow tutors have been trained by certified teachers to do more than sound out words. They've learned to identify kids' weak spots and teach specific reading skills to address them. Because if things are really going to change for Stockton's children, librarian Susie Davely says everybody needs to up their game.
We know we do summer reading programs all the time. All library systems do. You know, kids can sign up, they read for fun, they get prizes, and they have fun programs, and that's great. But I wasn't sure if it was really helping the kids who suffer severely during the summer and really lose reading skills. They needed something more.
And they seem to be getting it. Most of the kids who've come consistently have already shown nearly a whole grade level of improvement. That's partly due to their newfound enthusiasm for reading, says Davely.
These young kids don't kind of come into the library like, oh, I'm here for book buddies. They come running up to the table. They're excited. It's because of the tutors.
That's certainly the case for 6-year-old Olivia Durrell. She started the summer behind and now is caught up and ready for second grade. For the most part, she still prefers one-word answers.
Can you tell me what you did today?
Read.
What kinds of things did you read?
Words.
But when it comes to her tutors, she's positively effusive.
They help you read, and they help you write, and they help you learn stuff. So when you go in, like, to second grade, they help you read above your grade level.
And according to the research, that could be a critical element in Olivia's success. Not just this school year, but for many school years to come. For the California Report, I'm Lillian Monjo.
That's the California Report for Thursday, August 29th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. URS, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical support to public agencies and private companies. URS.com. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.